gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network, this February 8th, 2024 edition. Joining us on the line right now is Pastor Ralph Rebant. He is a former gubernatorial candidate in 2022, and he is currently running to be your Republican National Committee man representing the state of Michigan at the RNC. And good morning, Ralph. Appreciate you being on the show this morning.
It is my pleasure to be on with you, Randy, and to fight the fight with you alongside.
Absolutely. And I wanted to get into those who maybe didn't follow you in detail when you ran for governor, and now your involvement in the Michigan Republican Party, the RNC, your run to be national committee man. Can you give us a little short bio? Who is Ralph Rebant?
I married my high school sweetheart at 18. We are celebrating 47 years this year. We have four grown kids and 17 grandkids, and that's why I'm in this fight. We want to have the privilege of our grandchildren and great-grandchildren growing up in the same Michigan that you and I did, but we all know it's not the same, so I'm fighting to get that back.
Now,
go ahead.
One of the things I want to make sure, explain the pastorship that you've had for many, many years. Where's your church located? How big is the church? And what have you done across the state of Michigan working with other pastors?
Awesome. Yes, my wife and I moved back from Pennsylvania after graduate school to start Oakland Hills Community Church in Farmington Hills. We started it from scratch, 13 people. Had three daughter churches grow out of it, but we had also about 250 people when we retired from that ministry after 35 years to run for governor in 2021. What we're doing now since the campaign, since my run for governor, we started Michigan Lighthouse Ministries, and we are connecting the churches that I met during the campaign to other churches that want to get involved in this fight for our freedoms and our liberties as well. So that's what we're doing. We're presenting America's Christian Heritage, a conference. We're doing that statewide, and we're also effectively working in some specific districts to get churches engaged where we believe that those seats can be flipped.
Now, is this including and asking the pastors to preach from the pulpit to get people to vote? Because so many of us know, we've been looking at the numbers, Ralph, for years, so many people that are believers just either aren't registered to vote or they don't simply bother to vote. Is that part of your mission, to get them actively engaged, promoting, preaching, telling their congregations to get out there this year and vote?
Absolutely, yes. We are working to get the people to vote. You probably have heard this, that 95 million Christians sit in pews every Sunday. Less than half of them, 40 million, are registered to vote. only 20 million vote in a presidential election and only 8% vote during the off year, like 2022. That's why Proposal 3 won. We as Christians did not show up. And I don't know if it was ignorance or if it's just pastors staying out of the fight, but we are fighting every day, calling every day pastors to get them on board. And it's actually working, Randy. I'm really excited about what's going on. And they are stepping up. We want to them not only get their people to vote, but we want them to have some sermons on elections, sermons on biblical citizenship in August of this year, as we head toward the November election. And so
absolutely,
we're going to present them some sermon outlines and some things, so they won't have to make as much work to come up with some sermons. I mean, sermons that I preach, yep, I'm willing to share with pastors. Go ahead.
Excellent. We're going to go to a short break, 3 minutes. We'll be back with Ralph Reban. We're going to talk about his run for RNC, state committee man from the state of Michigan. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hey, Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I'm a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly disaster relief. I've led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how can I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two today. Staying on through the break is Ralph Reban. He's running to be elected at the March 2nd caucus convention of the Michigan Republican Party down in Detroit by the precinct delegates that you guys will be sending from your county conventions on February 15th. Ralph, I want to get into this situation right now. Rumors is that Ronald Romney met with Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago after the South Carolina primary. It's going to be announced that Ronald Romney McDaniel is going to step down as the RNC chair because Donald Trump wants to go in a new direction with the RNC. You are asking the delegates to vote for you on March 2nd to be part of that process as the state committee man from Michigan. How are you seeing this unfolding right now? What are you hearing perhaps from fellow RNC members right now? What do you think is going on?
Well, I'm an America First RNC candidate. I will fight for the battles that Donald Trump is fighting for. He is right on target. His agenda would be my agenda, trying to make sure, not trying, but making sure that the RNC stays on that track. You know, the Democrats proposed something really preposterous, and we're like, that is just outrageous. And then they back down a little bit, take out three or four of their crazy points, and then the Republicans say, okay, we'll go with that. Well, we can't let the goalpost be moved anymore. We have to not only be defensive, but we have to be proactive in our defense of our constitutional rights.
And do you think that's something you could have influence within the RNC, within the platform, within the rules? Do you think that's something that you would actually be able to affect change and or what needs to be done to do exactly what you just said?
Randy, I absolutely do. And the reason why is because I'm a student of history. I know our founders. I love the name of your show. You know, founding fathers, and I know their quotes. I could defend the spiritual basis of those principles that our country was founded on. I could defend the Constitution because I've memorized sections of it, and I would know it and smell when something's starting to get out of whack. And so I would be a loud voice to protect our constitutional rights because, as I shared with everybody, and especially with our grandkids on a trip in December, I told them when they looked at the Spirit of Detroit, that statue in Detroit with the Bible verse behind it, where the Spirit and the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, 2 Corinthians 3:16. I told my grandchildren, don't ever let anyone tell you that the Bible was not influential in the founding of our country or in its preservation. And so I'm just as passionate about this country as I am the truth of the Scriptures.
Well, one of the things I think that's very frustrating is Democrats in the legislature last year, 2023, two-seat majority, Ralph, as you know, in the House and the Senate, along with this governor, railroaded a lot of their agenda policies through, Republicans not able to stop them. But one of the things that they did was they moved up our presidential primary to February 27th. That violated RNC rules, which would basically have penalized us as far as the number of delegates going to the national convention in Milwaukee in July. And there was a deal struck. The current RNC state committee man claimed yesterday on this show that it was his idea. He was instrumental in getting the rule change where we can do a caucus slash convention where us, the precinct delegates, get to get those delegates back by the way we vote for the candidate, obviously Donald Trump. My question is this. Number one, was that a true and accurate statement by your opponent? And exactly this deal that's being structured to get those delegates back, do you honestly believe that you could have done as well or better in the way that situation was handled after the Democrats changed our election presidential primary date this year?
Yeah, I certainly would, Randy. You know, I've been, as a pastor, I've negotiated with people my whole life. I've negotiated with husbands and wives to bring them together, and I've negotiated on behalf of wives who were battered, and you know, I've negotiated even people who were suicidal and they've saved their lives. So I have no doubt in my mind I can take those skills to do the same thing. That you know, you can live in the past. I did this, you know, but the reality is I have a strong vision for what I want to accomplish there, and I'm not living on laurels. I'm living on the future, and that's what I'm taking to the RNC.
Well, one of the things I think is really critically important is that there is new leadership. And especially at the RNC, we saw the millions and millions of dollars that Ronna Romney McDaniel was able to bring in to the RNC, the donor class, making their donations. But under her leadership, Ralph, we lost elections. You know, we were supposed to have this red tidal wave. That didn't happen. We lost in the state of Michigan here, especially when we lost the state Senate. We had the state Senate since 1982, 40 years. We had it locked down. And under her leadership at the RNC, working with our state Michigan Republican Party, we lost. And it's like the definition of insanity, Ralph, keep doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. Isn't this exactly what we need, is new change, new leadership?
Absolutely, yes. And, you know, as I look at the whole situation, that's, you know, I'm not simply running for RNC committee man because conservative delegates have asked me to run, but I'm running because I'm tired of Michigan losing. And that's one of my statements that I've been saying over and over again. And if you keep sending the same people back, you're going to keep losing. And we have to bring fresh ideas to the RNC that will actually make a difference. And so that's why I say, you know, I could have said, yeah, I got 55 things. But, you know, that's – I wouldn't – even if I was the current RNC man, I would mention that. But I don't know how true that is. I haven't – I've heard him say that. But my point is I don't live in the past, Randy. I live in the future. I want this state to be free for our grandkids and our great grandkids. And if you live in the past, it's not going to happen. So my question would be, what has the RNC done for election security? What has it done to secure, not only secure the elections, but also to help us win elections? And I mean, there's so much information coming out about Ronna and her expenditures and her, you know, her wages going up three times in the last couple cycles. And, you know, I don't see anything big coming down from the RNC with its current leadership. And so I'm looking forward to getting in there and making a change.
Yeah, absolutely. I got a text message. One of the precinct delegates who will be attending the county conventions on February 15th from Sheboygan said that wanted to have me ask you this question. Do you have a particular goal in mind if elected to be the RNC state committee man? Is there a particular committee or any particular assignments within the RNC that you'd want to be on that board or on that committee?
Absolutely, yes. I do have a website. It's ralph4rnc.com, and it can either be the number 4, Ralph number 4 RNC, or ralph4rnc.com. And excuse me, I want to be involved in two major ways. One, I want to be on the resolutions committee to make sure that the Republican National Committee doesn't give any more ground up to the Democrats or to progressivism or to the World Economic Forum. I'm going to fight against that. I also want to help establish the faith committee. There, Ronna, I don't know if you all know this, but Ronna canceled the faith committee after Reince Priebus, her previous predecessor, had established a faith outreach from the RNC. She comes in and she cancels that. Well, now they're kicking it back in. And Randy, my opinion is they're just using God as a mascot. I want to see that faith committee reach into churches, because that's what we're doing here in Michigan, and we are going to flip the state back red in November. And those are the type of things that I want to take to the RNC national level so that other states can learn from what we're doing here.
Well, you know, you bring up a valid point, and you mentioned the numbers, Ralph. You know, and I have literally preached, begged, pleaded with pastors here in northern Michigan, our listening area. We talk to basically 9 counties. And I keep saying, folks, if your pastor, your minister is not preaching from the pulpit, he's not bringing this information to the flock, you need a new church. You need somebody who's going to stand up and lead and speak the truth and make sure people understand how important it is, number one, like you say, to register, and number two, to actually get out and vote. And it's time this mindset get implemented like you're doing in the state of Michigan. But like you're saying, your vision is to bring it to the RNC so it's going to be done countrywide.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, Randy, you're absolutely right. And one of the things I've noticed is that as I ran for governor, I made a lot of great relationships with pastors statewide. And I'm now on to those people who know those pastors. So we're working on those warm contacts, if you use sales terminology. And as I'm talking with these pastors, they are actually coming together with us. And I'm sitting here with a big smile on my face because my wife made the comment that it's funny how the church has been told to stay out of politics, but it's politics that's bringing the church together. Pastors are realizing that our religious liberties are under attack. And as you know, Randy, our founders said you cannot have religious liberty without civil liberty, and you cannot have civil liberty without religious liberty. And so that's the message we're bringing to churches. And we have well over 200 plus pastors right now, and we've only been at this for a year, that are joining together, meeting together, groups of pastors in Western Michigan, Southeastern Michigan, Lansing area, Northern Michigan. Things are going really, really well, and we're excited about it.
Well, I hope and pray that this message is something that the RNC members as a whole, the executive board, the committee chairs as a whole, Ralph, I hope they embrace it, because if they don't, this is a huge potential voting block that we've not really gone after. We haven't gone into the black churches in Detroit. We haven't gone after that particular segment of our society. And how do you win an election when so many of them maybe perhaps claim to be Democrats or even independents? You've got to get that majority of people to listen to the absolute biblical aspects of politics in our real lives and say, guys, you got to get involved or we're going to continue to lose. And I'm hoping that this is something that can be accomplished. And I hope, do you honestly think the RNC, I guess is the question, do you think they'll honestly embrace your message if you get elected, you get in there? Are you going to be able to influence them enough to embrace this and spend some money on it and actually and ask other states to do the same, what you're doing here in Michigan?
Yes, and here's the reason why. When I was asked by the delegates, conservative delegates, to run for RNC, I reached out to some of my friends nationwide that I know, and they said, Ralph, you have to do this because we're running for the RNC also. And I know these guys are on board with what we're doing, and they're supportive. And the more we can flip some of those 168 seats in the RNC, the better off it's going to be. And with strong voices like myself and like theirs, who are very influential, we're going to see some major changes.
Yeah, I got a text message question from Denise, the Trump store down in Genesee County. Can you ask Ralph how we can help connect churches in our counties to your group, your organization? How can we do that? How can we facilitate our pastors to contact you and be part of this statewide effort you're doing?
That's an excellent question, and I would suggest people go to my website, ralphforrnc.com, and also they could go to michiganlighthouseministries.com, michiganlighthouseministries.com, and send me a message, send me their contact information. I'll give them a call, and we can talk about how to reach their pastor, because this is so key, so important. And I can't say enough, Randy, that pastors are waking up. I don't know if it's just the craziness that's going on in Lansing with the legislature, or if it's the Biden administration, or what it is, or Whitmer's attacks on religious freedoms, and even our First Amendment with the anti-conversion therapy bill.
Yeah,
it's constitutionally wrecking our God-given rights, the things that she's passing. So,
appreciate it. Very good. All right, Ralph, FOR, or the number 4RNC.com, and the Lighthouse Ministries address again, real quick.
MichiganLighthouseMinistries.com.
Very good, Ralph. We appreciate you coming on the show. God bless. We'll see you in Detroit on March 2nd.
Thanks, Randy. Look forward to seeing you again. Take care, brother.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Bottom of the hour news break. I'm Chuck and Randy. We'll be right back.